Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning, and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, with CHI Memorial. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Oh, top of the morning to you, Ed. So good to be here this Sunday morning. I was just thinking as you were talking before we went on the air, within the last week or so, we've had some meetings again with CHI Memorial. Thank you again, CHI Memorial, our title sponsor, for everything you're doing. But we were talking again about the hospital we plan to build in Northwest Georgia. It was during that time that we were speaking with one of the consultants from California that works with CHI. And, you know, so CHI had someone from San Francisco that works with our company come all the way to Chattanooga and have a lengthy meeting with both our group and a lot of the other providers in town just to see what we need in Northwest Georgia. You know, what are the perceptions of CHI Memorial Georgia? Because it used to be the old Hutchison, then Cornerstone, and then what we perceive and need as far as location and facilities in Northwest Georgia. So we're still planning on building a full-service hospital in Northwest Georgia within the next 4 or 5 years, and that will be at 4700 Battlefield Parkway in our parking lot. And that continues to astound me, but I'm so thankful they are looking for the needs of the community before they do that. And during this time, I got to talk with that consultant. Once again, was struck at the privilege that I have to provide primary care in this area for the last 20 to 25 years, and, you know, again, in a family tradition that goes back 150 years, and that blows my mind that it goes back into the 19th century for my family, and what a privilege, and this is on both sides of my family. So I thank the good Lord for the privilege of life and for everything so exciting in my life. So again, CHI Memorial, thank you so much, and again, I don't want to forget Benchmark Physical Therapy, with whom I work, as well as the LHC Group, that's Louisiana Healthcare. They do sponsor our show through Home Care Solutions, Home Health of Ringgold, and we have a Dalton branch as well. Thank you for everything you do, and also Heart Light Hospice of Dalton in the ministry and service that that they are doing for all of the residents of Northwest Georgia in that service of hospice care. So hopefully we'll have them back on the show sometime in the future. They've both been on our show in the past, and I've enjoyed that greatly. Let me give a little bit of a word from CHI Memorial, who would like you to know that they want to thank our staff and physicians and volunteers for making us the number one hospital in the region by the U.S. News and World Report. CHI Memorial is also ranked best in class by NRC Health as one of the top 10 hospitals in the country for consumer loyalty. We are an award-winning organization because of our staff, physicians, and volunteers, and we thank each one for their unwavering spirit, profound dedication, and service to our patients and community. Visit memorial.org/awards today if you want to learn more. And again, great organization with whom to work, and I'm honored to do so. Ed, tell me a little bit about your world and what's coming up for Nutrition World.
Thank you, my friend. And we are always super busy at Nutrition World. We, as we always speak about, we've expanded our services to include many different modalities in some the building next to us, which was where Summit Piano was burned about a year and a half ago, maybe two. Terrible occurrence, but, you know, good things can come out of the destructions of fires many times and of life, and that's what's happened. So the new Wellness Corner is now fully open with acupuncturist and nurse practitioner and chiropractic and Pilates.
Well, just and, like nature, have a fire and then new growth.
There we go. Yes, new trees are growing. And Dr. McClanahan is there treating pain with no drugs. It's a very interesting concept. So, you know, go to nutritionw.com to learn more about that. But, you know, one thing I want to talk about today is the thing that I'm sure many of us were affected by a couple weeks ago, which was the water issue downtown. Did you suffer through that?
You know, I did. I was quite fortunate to still have a trickle of water, but I will say it took about an hour to fill the tub that first morning. You know, it wasn't that big a deal. I had a slow run, but I think a lot of people had no water. Thankfully, with my backpacking and hiking past, I've got plenty of water purification systems, and I don't really worry about it. I could go drink from the river and be safe. But, you know, a lot of people around that area, especially North Shore and downtown, had zero water.
Yes, and of course, I felt for the businesses that, you know, had to basically close. But my whole point of this is we need to, you know, not be overreactive, but we need to have a life that's prepared for these momentary downturns and a little bit disasters. And one of which is we need some water stored. And, you know, you can buy 48 bottles of Dasani, and as long as it's kept at room temperature, they're good for 2 to 3 years. But secondly is this boil alert that came, of course, scared a lot of people, even people, you know, because they said all of Chattanooga needs to boil. The thing is, I researched to the nth degree any part of health that I feel is needed and valuable, because most people don't. And I've found only 2 water filters that you can buy for your house that are carafes that can actually remove all of this bacteria. And I truly think people should, number one, for their health, not be drinking tap water, because they're not filtering the pharmaceuticals out that go down the toilet. They're not filtering a lot of these chemicals. They do the best they can now. I'm not jumping on them. But we need to take personal responsibility for the water we drink, because it's so freaking easy to drink clean water. Well, ProPure, P-R-O-P-U-R, is the only filter that I trust, because if you buy a filter that does not remove fluoride, that means it's not going to remove other things, because fluoride is the smallest molecule there is. And not even debating the fluoride issue, but if it can remove fluoride, it's going to remove everything. And the lab reports on ProPure, which is P-R-O-P-U-R, P-R-O-P-U-R, their lab reports online at ProPure.com. Is amazing. And for $62, you have a water filter that's going to last you a year.
And in addition, if you want things to carry with you, they do have filters you can carry with you. I've got several different types of those. Also, UV light that is easy to carry with you. And in addition to that, some that use ionization, so you actually use salt.
Yes.
And, you know, so that's actually the one. Well, at least they used to. The SEALs used to carry that one with their equipment. So those are all, they're not cheap, but it's good to keep at least something like that around, one of those. You know, I think it was more precautionary with the water, the boil recommendation. I didn't actually hear that they found something in there, but better safe than sorry.
Yeah, better safe than sorry. But, you know, the thing is, even without the boil alert, we need to be drinking not tap water to begin with. And I mean, everything from your kidney health to the fact that, you know, drinking it for a week does not hurt you. Drinking it for years is cumulative. It's just an easy way to another step toward more optimal health. So everybody look into ProPure. Nutrition World sells it. Again, it's a little over $60, lasts you for about a year, and tastes phenomenal.
I've tried that. They do work well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm just not a fan of Brita and those that being sold, because they don't remove the fluoride. Everybody thinks they do. They really basically remove chlorine and a few of the major molecules, but not really to the level that needs to be done. We
is
only
the
get one.
ProPure more expensive than Brita?
No, it's same price.
Okay.
The thing is, you know, last time I checked, I'm only going to get one body in this lifetime. I'm going, you know, I have many cars. I've had several motorcycles. I've had a few planes. They can be replaced. This physical body on this level cannot be replaced, so I'm going to take good care of it best I can. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I drink a few too many tequilas. And I did go to Abuelo's last night. I had some chips, but I had.
Did you try that one I told you about?
I did. Yes, I did. It was interesting. It was a little bit sweeter than I liked, but it was delicious.
And they infuse it through some kind of fruit.
Yeah, some fruit, oranges, and it was really cool. I had never seen it sitting on the counter. Went to Opryland a few weeks ago and went to the Mexican restaurant in Opryland. They had 105 different tequilas.
Wow.
And why do I talk about tequila? Because I do like some adult beverages. And the reason I drink tequila, it's the cleanest, purest alcohol that you can purchase. And why do I say that? Because it's made from the agave plant, and it is non-GMO. It isn't using pesticides. It doesn't cause histamine release. The list goes on and on, people.
You know, we're blessed in this city with a lot of businesses that will educate you on whatever you want to learn, whether it's whiskey distillation or tequila or, you know, the wines that are being sold. So the history behind all those is actually quite interesting. I've been to a few of those just to learn.
They are. Now, they don't focus on health the way I do.
Not health, just history.
But
history. I like the history part.
I do too. I love it. Well, you know what? It's already time for us to take a break. We come back, we're going to be discussing more about your health, some on the Zantac issue, some on some advice I have on eating out that I want to share with people. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And I want to say that I do a podcast that you know about that is kind of separate from everything. It's separate from Vital Health. It's separate actually from Nutrition World. It's called The Holistic Navigator. Well, the one I did last week is called A Health Nuts Guide to Eating Out. What do I mean by that? I eat out probably far more than I should and far more than most listeners because I'm going to hate to even admit this. I moved into a nice little house in Appison 2 years ago, Thanksgiving, and so far I've not turned the oven on once.
Good for you.
Yeah, it is good. I'm not embarrassed by it. It's just unusual because I do not like to cook, even though I cherish healthy foods. And it is the best way to fix healthy foods is at home. But I'm just not one of those people. And I work a whole lot and get home late. I'm just not. And I love eating out at restaurants.
But
I just do.
You can teach people how to do that. I have patients say that all the time. It's like, well, I can't eat healthy. I have to eat out. I'm on the run. I said, yes, you can. It just takes a little bit of work.
Yes, you can. You have to follow certain guidelines. And, you know, if you want to learn from if you want to learn how to play Scrabble, you go to somebody who's played a lot of Scrabble. Well, listen to me, because I've eaten out more than anyone who's listened to this show, because it's 7 days a week I eat out. Now, I do drink my breakfast, and I go through this a lot with my podcasting and my information. I don't think we can eat a healthy breakfast, but we can drink one, and that involves the protein, the right fat, the right fiber, and the right green powder, and I talk about that endlessly on my podcast, and that changes the game. It makes you feel better, better endurance, less body fat, it fuels your brain better, because once you start the morning with the incorrect breakfast, you've screwed chemistry up for the whole day. I don't care what you do the rest of the day, you're kind of going to keep the chemistry off,
let me say that might not work for everybody. I mean, I did try that. I tried the Ed Jones shake for, I don't know, 4 or 5 months, but I'll tell you, I just never really grew to love that. I really love to eat fruit in the morning, and so I keep my blueberries with me, things like that. So for me, that didn't work, and I respect everything that you say, and I respect it's a very healthy shake. I made it just like is on your website. And I did that for a while, and I thought, you know, this is just not for me. Mm-hmm. And I made that choice, went back, and I'm much happier doing it my way. It's still very healthy. But, you know, if the listener looks at everything we're doing, doesn't want exactly that way, just like my keto diet is more keto-ish, as I tell the patients, but it's still when I do it right, it's a very healthy lifestyle. I just really don't care about checking my urine for ketones or my breath or something like that. I just want to eat that way because I feel better doing it.
Well, and how you feel is a good barometer of what you're doing generally. Now, I don't, again, I've said this before, and I know I'm unusual, I don't eat or drink for taste first. I do it for balanced blood chemistry. And if I eat fruits like that in the morning, I will not feel as well. But that's me, and I think it's a lot of people. You are a You kind of wired a little differently. You have a great constitution. You're resilient. You can get by with less sleep than most people. You exercise more than most. So, you know, you balance it nicely.
But thank you.
As far as the general public, I think we start choosing too many foods that are carbohydrate heavy for breakfast because it's hard. You don't want to eat eggs and bacon every day, or really not many days. You don't want the bacon. But it's just tough if you're doing it at home. And the other thing is the convenience factor. But I can do my drink in 4 minutes and I'm in and out of the door. But the whole thing still comes back to the Holistic Navigator, the Health Nuts Guide to Eating Out.
And if I recall, there is going to be another keto lecture that you're doing in like October, if I remember right.
Yeah, I think it's October 28th. It's going to be on under nutritionw.com under events. And last time we were sold out, we had 92 people show up. So do get a reservation in. It's free.
Are the tickets already available?
I don't know, but it should be by the time that we're saying this on the radio at nutritionw.com. But on the Holistic Navigator, when I talk about the Health Nuts Guide to Eating Out, here is the two of the several steps that I say, if you truly want to eat as healthy as possible and you know you're going to eat out, one is look at the menu before you get to the place to eat. Because so many people can't make enough detective work and decisions, and they actually get stressed about, oh, I've got to order because I've got my friends here. You know, let me see. Oh, I'm just going to get the barbecue sandwich with maybe some coleslaw. That sounds good. But no. And so you have to have a little bit of homework before you get there. Secondly, is you need to understand that 75% of everything on every single menu will not be conducive to your health. So you go into the whole first exposure to this place, that 75% is going to be checked off the list. You exit off. You will still have 25%. On my podcast, I talk about when I went to Carrabba's and how I evaluated the menu. And I also talked about going to McDonald's and how I went and evaluated that menu. And because sometimes we can't help the fact that we have to go out and eat at fast food places. It's not perfect, but you need to make it as good as you can, people. There is no excuse any longer for not eating relatively healthy. I don't care where you go, but it's about learning how to choose the right thing. So the Holistic Navigator, a Health Nuts Guide to Eating Out, has just been posted.
Awesome.
So about 30 minutes long. No, actually about 20. I made it really quick. I actually worked with my registered dietitian on that. We kind of consulted before, and she was the one who gave me the best advice, which is, you know, do your homework before you get and look at the menu. I know, you know, I've gone to restaurants and I'm hungry and, you know, everybody's ordered. So I jump too fast to order. Then I shouldn't have ordered that. I should have ordered this. But I don't do that much. But also, I go to the same places, so now I know the menu.
Now, is that the same nutritionist that also went to shop at Aldi and showed how you can shop healthy for less expensive?
I love that, you know, and I tend to forget she did that. Courtney is our registered dietitian at Nutrition World. And a year ago probably, I gave her the challenge. I said, everybody's talking about I can't eat healthy because I can't afford it. So I said, Courtney, because she's a true health nut. And so I said, go out. I want you to do shopping. I want you to put together a plan of eating not just good, but very good, and tell me how much it would cost. And it is on our website, but it's something like $4.81 a day. That's what it costs if you fix it at home. And you go, she went to Aldi's to do this, and Aldi's has some great choices. They have a lot of organics and clean foods.
Yeah.
But that's, $5 a day.
You have to be willing to maybe not get the name brand you're used to,
right.
But as long as you're willing to try that, you can save a lot of money. I think we had her on the show about a year ago as well, so people should be able to search for that if they want to hear that particular interview.
I'm glad you reminded me of that because we did have her on the show. I'm going to bring that back up and post it on Facebook, you know what? And so people will have easy access to
that. You've done
that
on the podcast. That would be a good thing to do for a segment sometime in the near future, talking about eating healthy out, but maybe have her on the show as well and do that. I think it'd be it's a common problem for the patients. If I hear that 10 times a day, it's got to be a common problem.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not blaming the patient or my clients. It is a cop-out because it doesn't have to be, and they don't know they can learn how to do better, and that's why we're here.
And I was at Costco a few weeks ago, and they do have cauliflower crust. I still haven't tried that for a pizza. It's on my to-do list. But they did have cauliflower chips, cauliflower, you know, like tortilla chips. And I thought, oh, it's going to be horrible. I thought I'll try one just for fun. It was actually quite good. Now, I didn't look at the, you know, the contents to make sure it was really well made, but I will say this, I thought it would taste horrible, and it didn't. So it's fun to try these things.
Well, and I really feel that many people are a slave to their taste buds, and that is going to imprison you sometimes or many times if you're not willing to know that you can adapt to new foods.
You can. You talk about not eating for taste, but I do eat for taste and experience. Mm-hmm. Hardest thing I have with are some textures. I just like, ugh, that's too slimy. But, you know, as long as it's tasty, I do want to eat it. But I keep trying to tell patients, you can actually have a nice, healthy food lifestyle that tastes good.
Well, and we are programmed to like what we like, and a lot of it's from childhood. And I can promise you, after seeing 100,000 people and myself, I enjoy food more today than I ever did when I was 40, 30, 20, or 15, because it's not only feeding my nutrition, my chemistry, it's actually feeding my taste buds because I've adapted to them. And it is a little bit of a training. So be willing to not love it at first, but you will end up finding the foods you love that also can be super healthy. Now, I had a question.
Also, the way it's prepared, you may not like asparagus one way, but do another. And so I've now grown to like broccoli more than I used to, but asparagus I used to never eat, cauliflower. There are several of the veggies that I should have been eating that I didn't, beets. And I enjoy them now because I was eating them prepared wrongly.
Bingo, absolutely. And one thing, people think vegetables are healthy because they have vitamins in them. That is not true. The vegetables keep us from getting cancer because they have something called phytochemicals. Those are a family of 10,000 different molecules. Why does a plant have phytochemicals? It's because that's what the plant and nature put into the plant to protect it from disease, pest, ozone, bad dirt, you name it. The plant has phytochemicals as a insurance against death. And so isn't it wonderful that we can consume their armor and it helps protect us or protect our memory, our livers, our blood chemistry? That's why you eat colored vegetables.
Usually it's more brightly, like beets, things like that, as I recall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they all have different phytochemicals. That's why, you know, I've talked endlessly about the Okinawans and how they are healthier than almost anyone on Earth, and they eat 200 different foods per year. The average American eats 12 on a consistent basis, and I do not consider corn and mashed potatoes anything worthy of anything. So
they're eating from local, whatever is being grown at the time, right. And it's seasonal, so it's a wider variety.
Yes, and that makes a huge difference. And
there are some places here that do that. I know Edley's does try to source a lot of their local grown things, the Yellow Deli. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of restaurants around town that do that.
They are starting. Gilman Grill does somewhat. I wish somebody had
That's the one downtown near the Westin?
Yes, okay. Yes. And most of these places are locally owned. They are not corporate, because corporate does not have an easy road into the local community. They try to position themselves as they do, but you have to have relationships with farmers. You have to know things. I mean, Nutrition World sells, you know, ground beef. I've been to the farm. I've sat there with the cows that are Longhorns. I've, you know, watched what the farmer does. I know they don't give them antibiotics. When you go to a grocery store and you see the sign that says grass-fed beef, it means nothing, people. There is no legal term for grass-fed beef. So it's like, okay, I want to set you up with a blind date. That's basically where it is. And I think this girl's going to be really nice for you, and I want you to go out with her. That's about what the grass-fed beef claim is. That's as far as it goes. Maybe it's going to be better, but maybe it's not. And knowing that history of the person, the farmer, the feed, that's what's important. And you know, I spend my whole life being the gatekeeper of foods and supplements and things like that, because I'm not going to sell it if I would not eat it myself or give it to my daughter. And my daughter having a new child, and all of that filters down to the level of health, because we do not live in a clean society as far as farming. The concentrated animal farming operations, CAFO, is where the caged chickens and caged animals are being fed basically like dog food out of bags, and it's just creating some poor health. That's why they have to give them so many antibiotics, because the freaking chickens are so unhealthy that they can't stay well unless they're being drugged. You know, the chicken today is 2.5 times the size that it was in 1965. 2.5 times. They looked like quails back then because they weren't using all of the growth hormones and antibiotics. Antibiotics are given to chickens and cows because they make them fat. That's the number one reason. And then, of course, hopefully keep them from getting sick. But that's what creates our insulin resistance. Okay, you got me on too much of a ramble. And it is already time to take another break, Dr. Green. When we come back, we're going to be discussing other topics, one of which is a question that I keep getting asked, is what's the difference between turmeric and curcumin? And I would like to explain that. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And like I said before on the last segment, at Nutrition World, and I don't know if you know, people don't ask you as many of these kind of questions because you're certainly doing more of the medical part of this. But, you know, probably the most well-researched herb on earth for health benefits is curcumin or turmeric. Some people pronounce it turmeric. Either one is correct. And I get people constantly, which I understand, saying, what's the difference between curcumin and turmeric? Well, turmeric is the plant that grows, and curcumin is the active molecule within that plant. When you take turmeric in powder or in food, you're modestly benefiting yourself, but it's not super concentrated. And what you have to do with turmeric, if you are listening and you are consuming it, is it has to be mixed with fat or it will not be absorbed. You know that in the country of India, they have their list of health ailments, but one of those that is not one of their prevalent, supposedly, is Alzheimer's. And curcumin can protect the cells against aging and disease probably better than anything because it's anti-inflammatory. And when they do autopsies on people in India, their brain is actually the slight color of curcumin, which is very, you know, yellowish type of color. And but that's because they cook it with ghee. And what ghee is a clarified butter. And so they use the right turmeric, but they use the right fat, and they use high dosing. So they don't have to do curcumin. If you buy supplements, really buy curcumin. They're about 100 times more potent than turmeric. And if you are going to use turmeric, do it with fat, some type. And butter is great for that. More research is coming out. PubMed has thousands of studies on curcumin and turmeric for anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, anti-this, anti-that. It actually was done, a good study was done comparing it to antidepressants, and it had about 50% of the potency for an antidepressant effect that Prozac did, if it's a strong product. And it was very surprising because that wasn't something they were expecting.
Yeah, that I haven't heard. Anti-inflammatory, yeah. Yes. Antidepressant, no.
Yeah, and it was very impressive. So I'm, you know, of course, you know me, I'm taking it. Like, what don't I take? I take 72 pills a day. No one needs to take that much, but I'm the walking guinea pig, and I don't expect that to make me live any longer, but I'm looking for quality because we all are one blood clot away from having no life or an upside down life. And that's even with the best of health, we seem to just spin out at a certain point at, you know, I'm hoping it'll be 80. 85, but I've certainly made a good 62 years out of it.
Well, turmeric is one of mine as well, so I think I have like 8, so I don't have 72 or 73, but
I think
it works for me.
When I, you know, I talk about what I call the core four. I think after seeing people for 41 years, there are four supplements, and really I've added one more onto that, that we have to have. I don't care who you are, what your chemistry is, and it is omega-3. It is a key component. In fact, omega-3 is in the Functional Medicine Society practitioners and mine. It is the number one predictor of mortality. If you are past 50 years old, you do omega-3 test, which I recommend to lots of people.
And let me throw something in real quick. It's odd. I was just looking online, just seeing what all products were available, and I saw a lot of them that were mix of omega-3 and 6 and 9. Mm-hmm. Now, why would you throw in the 6? Why do something like that? But if people don't know that you're just looking for omega-3, so I want to stress that as the doctor side of this. The omega-3, if it says it has 6 and 9, just find one that says omega-3. Don't do the other one.
Thank you for that, because it's more marketing, and they think the public will see added benefits and more goodies, like a sticker on a car. You're going to get all the goodies with it. No, we have way too much omega-6, people, and that is what creates a pathway of inflammation, because it makes something called arachidonic acid. Well, we need some 6, there's no doubt. But when you look at the diets of people from 1950 and before, the ratio between omega-6 to omega-3 was 2-1. You know what it is today? It's 30-1. That's why we live in an inflammatory society. And in fact, I brought an article last week, Dr. Green, and I never got to open it here because we got talking about other things.
Imagine that.
It was looking at fried chicken and the amount of omega-6 in a piece of fried chicken. I had no freaking idea.
The levels would be high.
It was like 20,000 milligrams of omega-6. That means eating fried chicken for lunch, there's no human way you can balance it with omega-3. I don't care if you're taking all my pills and eating salmon after the supper and the rest of the day. You've got such an overdose of omega-6 that you're going to create an inflammatory situation within your body.
So it's not that you can't, but please don't do it that often. I mean, maybe Wally's won't like this. But, and let me throw out, too, you mentioned advertising. There is a lot of false advertising. Within the last month, I was watching a TV commercial, and it was bragging how the product would increase a man's total testosterone. Well, the active part is the free testosterone, so increasing something that's not going to be active makes no sense to a doctor. Why would you even want to take that? But the general public wouldn't have a clue.
They wouldn't have a clue, and you're exactly right. The devil's in the details, and, you know, I do see that if you raise total, you could possibly be raising free, but we don't know those things. And I want to optimize my own production of hormones as I do everything. So I do take, and the studies on vitamin D have shown it will help optimize it. There are herbs like maca and tribulus that help the testicles produce more of the optimal levels of testosterone. And I'm a big fan of that. And if it makes you feel better, it doesn't really matter, because if your libido increases and your stamina, well, then it's working. But from a standpoint of clinical conversation, you're right, because free total is what's floating through the serum. Free is what's getting in the cell. It doesn't really matter what's floating through. It's like blood sugar. You can have a ton of blood sugar going through. It doesn't mean it's actually going to the right place. So thank you for that comment. Mm-hmm. Again, it's not impossible to learn these things, but you need people to journey with you on this path of health, because it is complex. We are far more complex than your automobile in certain ways. And the thing is, most people, and I think you'll agree with this, Dr. Green, probably know far more about their cell phone than they do their own body. And they rely on people. That's why you're busy all day long. But, you know, the word doctor really means teacher, right? In the ancient ways. And you're a teacher because you believe in so many things, and you really try to help people change lives. You're not there just to patch them and send them on their way, unless that's all you can do, and you have to meet people where they are. But being educated on your body and health and nutrition, especially because today's times are different. When our great-grandparents grew up, guess what? Most people still ate local foods, even if you bought it at the grocery store in the 1950s and before, because you went to the smaller markets. We didn't have the big corporate situations, and you didn't eat out. You ate at home.
I am finding a large subset of the population locally that are actually fairly well educated. Let's say for our 60 and above crowd, a lot of times I'll mention things like fish oils and turmeric, and they start looking at me cross-eyed, and they don't know what I'm talking about, and they really don't want to change their diet or mm-hmm. take supplements. But I'm finding for the 40 to 60 age range, and I'm just generalizing here from what I can recall, I start talking about what I want them to add, and they're nodding their head, and I look up and I say, are you already doing that? Yes, they're already taking their multivitamin and their D and their C, and they've got their turmeric, and they understand what they're doing and why. Mm-hmm. So there's and I guess a lot of them have probably come from a nutrition world, so that could explain a lot. Mm-hmm. But, I'm finding a lot more educated patients when it comes to non-traditional medicine and natural products, and they do understand it's a marriage of both the natural and the mm-hmm. traditional, the non-traditional and the traditional, and they're open to both schools of thought. So I'm glad. I don't know if we're having that impact or I'm just finding that kind of person coming to me, but I'm glad to see that people's eyes are being opened.
Well, and I think part of that is that the people who are on the journey of more educated health and trying to optimize their aging, to age gracefully, are searching out the people like you, though, Dr. Green. That's the thing, because you have a reputation of being open-minded, kind. You don't have the ego and the arrogance that many have had problems with in the past. And so, of course, you're getting that type of clientele. And like me, I mean, I wouldn't have many of my people coming in who are living on fried chicken all day long and not taking supplements, because if they were not interested in supplements, they were not going to come in to begin with. But, you know, the general public still, sometimes it is obvious they're not doing much of the right things. Again, I think we all should be teachers, and I believe that that's one of my roles in life, and that's why I do the Holistic Navigator and try to write and post content all the time. You know, we had a lecture this past Tuesday, Dr. Green, from a guy named Carl Giamano. He's a well-known nutritionist. He's written 5 different books. One is called The Misled Athlete. I had him at the store 6 or 7 years ago, and he came down to talk about aging, and the title was Beauty is More Than Skin Deep. His lecture, which we will have posted on nutritionw.com, was pretty darn amazing. He had the studies on the impact, again, of omega-3, of resveratrol, which comes from wine. Resveratrol affects a gene called the sirtuin gene, SIR1, SIR2, there's these genes that actually, when they do studies on fruit flies that made them extend their lifespan by 50% by calorie deprivation, they realize that this gene, when you do intermittent fasting or fasting, this gene is downregulated, which means aging slows down. Well, resveratrol from the capsules, from the red wine, can also do the similar thing to fasting. And fasting is super healthy. And we don't have to fast because you can do it through resveratrol. I do believe in intermittent fasting. What is intermittent fasting? It's where you don't eat for 12 to 14 hours, and then you eat for the remainder is where you fill the food in, and that cleans your body out of a lot of bad stuff. But saying all that, he made a huge convincing argument to me about CBD, which we've all talked about, and it's getting crazier and crazier in the marketplace. And fact, there was a guy, and I posted it, I think, on Facebook on the Holistic Navigator or on the Vital Health Radio, that this guy was in the hospital because he's bought some CBD from one of the local gas stations, and it was laced with some bad chemicals, and it almost killed him.
This is local?
No, it was somewhere else. Okay. But the thing is, it is a Wild West, and you cannot trust these brands that are being sold. In fact, Carl Giamano just came back from Poland, and he's vice president of a company called Verdant Oasis. They are making the European CBD, and he was very outspoken to me. He said, the American CBD and hemp industry is, first off, way behind times because the European market has been doing it far longer. Secondly, we're using what he termed Frankenstein versions of CBD. What did he mean by that? He said that the brands, the species, the plants have never been really researched what we're growing here in this country. The ones in Europe have because they've been doing it for 25 years. We don't really know what each CBD has in it, and there's no research on the brands that we are making or growing in this country. Now, given that, they are safe, but are they European? No, we're going to start carrying the European version within the next 2 weeks. I tried some European. It was so smooth as far as, I don't want to sound like tequila and whiskey, but it made me feel a sense of bliss and peace mentally that I just haven't found with the American versions. In fact, Carl Giamano wrote a book called The Road to Ananda, and Ananda means bliss, and it was the best scientific book, but very readable for this whole conversation. So watch nutritionw.com. Soon we'll have Carl Giamano's lecture. It's about 55 minutes.
And the website about looking at different CBD oils, comparing them?
Right, cbdguide.org is my website where we're going to be testing, and we are testing and making sure that the brands are at least pure.
Are the Europeans more expensive?
They are slightly more expensive. Yes, they are. Not terribly, probably 25%. I'm going to bring, well, I can't, I know I'm, you're not going to use it because you can't, because you could be tested, but I wish you could try it.
I can always try it on somebody else.
That's what I was thinking, so I'll bring you some in. Hey, we're going to have an acupuncturist here in about 3 weeks, and I told her that you want some needles put in you, so.
Let's do it on the air.
We are. I told her. Got to do it. All right. Time for us to take another break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to this segment with Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com, or download their free app. Jody Picholt said that the human capacity for burden is like bamboo, far more flexible than you'd ever believe at first glance. We all have good days, we have bad days, and today's spiritual moment considers that fact. Most of us know of the story of David and Goliath, how God made a young David defeat a great warrior with just a sling and a little stone. Well, he was full of faith and strength on that day, but in later times in his life, he did not so easily rely on the faith he had once known and the strength that had flowed from that faith. Now let's look at Psalm chapter 22, verses 1 and 2, as well as 11 and 19. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer, by night, but I find no rest. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near and there is no one to help. But you, Lord, do not be far from me. You are my strength. Come quickly to help me. We do not always quickly remember what God has done for us. And if it has been a while since you have worshiped, prayed, read his word, or just been amazed by his presence, you can lose that wonder, awe, and confidence, just as David did at one point in his life. In this reading, we hear David crying out to God to save him. Would he not remember that this is the same God who saved him many times before? Well, yeah, he knew that, but we tend to have short memories, especially in the face of fear. When trouble and fear strike, and they most certainly will, we turn back to our old ways of worry and doubt. We feel alone. We feel isolated. Well, when you begin to doubt God's love and faithfulness and your forgiveness and adoption as his sons and daughters, just remember the cross and what Jesus did for you out of his great love. When you doubt God's capability to overcome any difficulty in your life, remember that he is the God who makes the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, brings the dead to life, and even overcame death himself after the cross. Consider Psalm chapter 73, verse 26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Well, though all may seem to be crumbling down around you sometimes, the God who restores and heals is with you, and his strength can support you through any troubles. Remember his strength and his power and his love for you. Albert Camus said that sometimes carrying on, just carrying on, is the superhuman achievement. And as Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. So, carry on. Live in God's strength. Live life fiercely. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, back to you.
Thank you as always, my friend. And I know many people appreciate the fact that you share your heart in the way that you do with those kind of messages. You know, we always talk about our sometimes our personal life, about what we eat. And I know I don't want to always just harp on foods. But
we do like food, though.
I love food. Even though I don't eat for taste number one, I eat for taste number two. But have you ever had Vibrant Meals?
I have.
They are a good little company. Marco and his wife own it. They are prepared meals. They were for these busy people like myself and you who want to have stuff already done. And
did those for several months, and they were quite good.
Good, yeah. And you can go online to myvibrantmeals.com. We do sell them at Nutrition World. They bring them out 2 to 3 times a week, and they are just so freaking convenient. But the thing is, many convenient foods are not that healthy. They don't use any lactose, no gluten, no preservatives. They source their foods. Marco is from Italy, and he is, you know, literally a chef. And I just love Vibrant Meals for people who, again, are trying to get over the hurdle of not having enough healthy food in their presence. So check it out if you need something like that. What's new on this Zantac thing? Anything with the potential impurity?
Well, what I keep hearing is more of the scare of the bad news on the TV. So I turn it on and hear the same thing you do. As far as any official word to us, any FDA warning to us, I've received absolutely nothing. Nothing in my work email, nothing in personal,
really?
No alerts, no mail. So everything is through ABC, NBC, uh-huh. CBS, Fox, CNN. It's all on the airwaves. You know, from what I'm understanding, yeah, they found some impurities in some Zantac. You know, that can be a carcinogen, but there's a lot of, it's some products, it might be a carcinogen, it mm-hmm. could cause trouble. There's a lot of ifs and possibilities in there. So I think there's enough to raise our awareness and to listen. I would not stop mm-hmm. Zantac or ranitidine if I were on it, just like I take a PPI, a proton pump inhibitor, every day. And there's the potential risk that can cause renal failure. Mm-hmm. Potential, it's theoretical. It can happen. So far, I haven't even seen a case, but you know, I get checked out once a year, and I'm not going to worry about that because I know the reflux is present, but the side effects or the potential risk, I haven't seen that yet, so I'm not going to worry about that. Mm-hmm. And I would do the same thing with the Zantac. If you're on it and it works, stick with it, but keep your ears peeled and watch for any really official recalls. Now, if the FDA does start pulling it off the shelves and says, no, this is a bad product, across the board, yeah, everybody would have to stop and change and would have to change everybody's prescription out there. But it would be odd to me to be out for so many years, so long, mm-hmm. and they're just now finding that out. I think it's going to be more of a localized phenomenon at certain companies with certain impurities, similar to what was happening with the angiotensin receptor mm-hmm. blockers, where they were finding impurities in that as well. So that was true, but it wasn't industry-wide.
Well, that's good to hear, and I also would not overreact at all. And, you know, we do know that the media is produces their income through the production of headlines of bad news.
The sensational.
And so they, you know, they'll dig up anything anywhere. Now, you know, if you know me very well, you know I'm really super into choosing the cleanest foods, supplements, pills, air, water, you name it. If I was taking a Zantac at this point, I would not stop. Number one, the size of the pill is so small. It doesn't mean that you can't hurt yourself with small pills. But we're not, I mean, you go out, let's say you're going to go out to eat dinner tonight. I guarantee your carcinogen level will be probably equal or greater with the foods you eat. I mean, swordfish alone has so many carcinogens because it has swordfish is one of the accumulates more poisons than any fish there is in the marketplace. Well, how about all the glyphosate that's spread on the broccoli they're going to eat tonight and blank, blank, blank? We do the best we can, but you know, put it in perspective. And I'm glad that you said exactly what you did say about that, because people are on the edge all the time and they're all scared. People running around so full of fear, and fear is a toxin itself. And this crazy media, and we need to know, again, we need to put together a team approach of people you trust. That can be websites even.
And don't live in fear, like we were saying this morning, like Mark Twain said, something like, you know, don't live your life in fear. It's just going to make you suffer twice.
There you go. Yeah, we all have to be reminded of that. Even, I mean, I certainly do. We go through periods where, you know, if you don't feel well, you don't sleep well, you have more tendency to have fear grab us. And
we all do. I do. You do. Everybody does. But you have to make a decision not to live in that.
That's right, and be reminded, you have to be your own best counselor sometimes, many times, and your own best friend. And we have to remind ourselves of the path of life that's going to create the best joy and contentment and love for ourselves and other people.
Yeah, if you live in fear all the time, you're never going to do anything, experience anything, nothing new. You're probably not going to accomplish much of anything. You really, if you're not falling and making mistakes in life, you're not trying hard enough.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of people die at 25, but they don't go in the casket till they're 80 because they get paralyzed by this fear. So let's remind ourselves of that. I do it. I'm saying it to remind myself. One last thing is Nutrition World has now gone online for the first time in 41 years. So anyone
nice.
Listening, and we have a new warehouse. We are going to be actually shipping to delivering local for 21 zip codes. And then we're going to put ice packs when we ship it. No one else is doing that in the country. What do you think happens to your probiotic when you order from Amazon in the middle of summer? It's dead, people, by the time you get it. Okay, I got it.
Is there an app for that?
It's just on nutritionw.com/shop, but it'll be right on the front page.
Let's get an app, too. Come on, Ed.
It's coming. I'm working.
Okay.
Yeah. Guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia. And thank you, Memorial. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and joyful and fearless day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.